scale it up. I need you to find a solution to make it viable.
Every single day, engineering graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The Community File.
Writing for the Disabled Capricorn Group is a not-for-profit organisation that has been operating in Pinjar area for over 10 years. They service the needs of the wider community, offering therapeutic horse riding lessons to people of varying abilities. RDA Capricorn is desperate for more volunteers. You don't need to have any experience with horses, as they offer training and other roles that are not horse-related, like gardening, cleaning, administration. There would be something for those handy people in the community. Lessons run Monday through Saturday, with the latter of which being their busiest day of the week. If you are 14 years or over and wish to have some horsey fun with their wonderful and diverse riders, please get in touch with the office via email office@rdacapricorn.com.au for more information. Volunteer induction days are available at the beginning of each term. You can also check them out at their Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 89.7 FM.com.au.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. It's entirely appropriate. Supermarkets are accountable for their actions and they too have a responsibility to deliver cost of living relief. That's according to Minister for Agriculture Murray Watt. Coles and Woolworths CEOs have been grilled during a Senate inquiry into supermarket prices, and there is now the expectation global food companies will be forced to defend their role in the increasing costs of supermarket prices. Minister Watt has told Sky News there needs to be a fair deal for farmers and consumers.
This issue really blew up last year when we saw that massive gap between what farmers were receiving for their produce and what consumers were paying. And sure, there are some costs that are incurred in between the farm gate and the checkout, but nothing like what people were having to pay when they go to get their weekly grocery bill.
Investigations continue in New South Wales as police attempt to track down dozens of people involved in a riot outside a Western Sydney church. Three men have been charged over the riot, which occurred on Monday night following the alleged live-streamed stabbing of a Syrian Orthodox bishop, Marmari Emmanuel. The alleged stabber, a 16-year-old, has been charged with committing a terrorist act. The riot which followed is believed to have involved around 2,000 people. 50 police officers were injured and several police cars were damaged. Australian Archie Moore has won a prestigious award at the Venice Biennale for a monumental First Nations family tree hand-drawn in chalk. In awarding the accolade, the jury noted the artwork displayed 65,000 years of history inscribed on the dark walls and ceiling, inviting viewers to fill in the blanks and grasp the inherent fragility of the mournful archive. Mr. Moore won the Golden Lion for best participation for his artwork, Kith and Kin. It is the first time an Australian artwork has won the prize. Mr. Moore says he's honoured.
Aboriginal kinship systems include all living things from the environment in a large network of relatedness. The land itself can be a mentor or a parent to a child. We are all one and share a responsibility of care to all living things now and into the future.
Thousands of people have come out to support serving Australian Defence Force members, veterans and the wider community in Queensland this morning. The Run Army event is held the Sunday leading into Anzac Day in Brisbane and Townsville and is a fun run promoting resilience, teamwork and endurance. The event also aims to unite those who serve the community in uniform and to strive for health and well-being and care for veterans and their families. Organisers told the Seven Network it's important to recognise the Anzac spirit.
This is about the Army's connection to the community. We're a big family. Our family extends well beyond. And this is Brisbane, the community, Townsville, coming together with the Army, and it's been terrific.
And to sport now, the World Anti-Doping Agency says it had no basis to challenge the explanation of Chinese authorities that environmental contamination was the reason 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned drug prior to the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. It follows claims by the US Anti-Doping Agency that it doesn't accept that finding. The global anti-doping body has the authority to appeal the rulings of national doping agencies, but has confirmed in this instance there was no reason to do so, allowing those swimmers to compete at the Tokyo Games. And in the Super Netball competition, the Firebirds secured a 65-62 win over the Giants last night, while the Vixens beat the Thunderbirds by one. Today, West Coast Fever host Sunshine Coast and the Swifts play Melbourne Mavericks.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Sunday, it's a day of rest. One to relax, chill out and catch up on oneself. And how better to do that than with Margaret and Sunday Chill. There's a showcased artist each week, along with plenty of great classics. Checking out the birthday list and, of course, her useless information segment as well. It's how Sundays should be. Relax with Sunday Chill and Margaret. Sunday mornings from 8. Right here on 89.7 FM, we're proudly local.
Well, it's Sunday morning and it's time for Sunday Chill here on 89.7 FM. My name is Margaret. I'll be here until 10. Nice to be with you this morning. I hope your weekend is going well and I hope you've had a good week. On the show today, I'll continue playing songs from Kenny Chesney. He was my featured artist last week and he's my featured artist again this week. We've got music from Anne Murray along with Emmylou Harris, also a song from the Scottish singer Jill Jackson, Kina Grannis, Billy Joel, Michael Bublé, a great track this week from Mary Chapin Carpenter, Katie Lang, and also one from Beautiful South. But let's start the show this morning with a song from the Scottish singer Charlene Spiteri. She's probably best known as the front singer for the band Texas, but she has done some solo work all on her own. This is Charlene Spiteri with the theme from Mahogany.
Is showing you, where are you going to? Do you know? Do you get what you're hoping for when you look behind and there's no open door? What are you hoping for? Do you know? Once we were standing still in time, chasing the fantasies that had filled our minds. And you know how I loved you, but my spirit was free. Laughing at the questions that you once asked of me. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? Mm-hmm. looking back at all we planned. We let so many dreams just slip through our hands. Why must we wait so long before we see how sad the answers to those questions can be? Do you know where we're going to? Do you know the things that life is showing you? When you look into my eyes and you see the crazy gypsy in my soul, it always comes as a surprise when I feel my withered roots begin to grow. Well, I never had a place that I could call my very own, but that's all right, my love, 'cause you're my home. When you touch my weary head and you tell me everything will be alright, you say, use my body for your bed and my love will keep you warm throughout the night. Well, I'll never be a stranger and I'll never be alone. Wherever we're together, that's my home. Pennsylvania Turnpike, Indiana's early morning dew, high up in the hills of California, home is just another word for you. I could call my very own, but that's alright, my love, 'cause you're my home. If I travel all my life and I never get to stop and settle down, long as I have you by my side, there's a roof above and good walls all around. You're my castle, you're my cabin and my instant pleasure dome. I need you in my house 'cause you're my home. You're my home.
I kind of find it hard to believe that that song was actually released in 1973, which is 51 years ago now. And I do remember when that song was released, You're My Home by Billy Joel, from the album, the excellent album, Piano Man. He's still making music. You might recall he made an appearance at the Grammys just recently performing a new song that I think he's going to be releasing on a new album later this year. Well, from music from a certain era to a contemporary female singer who, after releasing a couple of records in 2006, started posting songs on YouTube in 2007. She's from the United States. Her name is Kina Grannis, and this is a lovely song called Valentine.
Love, it's a special day, we should celebrate. Appreciate that you and me found something pretty neat. And I know some say this day is arbitrary, but it's a good excuse, but I love to use, baby. I know what to do, baby. I will love you, I'll love you.
said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road. Get along. Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along. Still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
That is Get Along, a song written by Shane McAnally, Ross Copperman and Josh Osborne, and recorded by the American music artist Kenny Chesney. He's my feature artist for the second week. It was released in April 2018 as the first single from Kenny Chesney's 2018 album Songs for the Saints. It was also Chesney's first single to be released from Warner Brothers Records, which he signed following a 20-year association with Sony Music Nashville. You are with Sunday Chill, Margaret with you on the radio right through until 10. Nice to have your company this morning. Well, still to come in this next hour, we'll be talking about birthdays. And talking about birthdays, my partner Jeanette would have been celebrating her birthday today. So a few of the songs I'm playing today are some of her favourites. So please allow me that indulgence on this Sunday. She was a big fan of the Scottish singer Jill Jackson. And we have a song from Jill Jackson after this sponsor break. Sunday Chill, 89.7 FM. My name is Margaret. Good morning.
Station sponsor the City of Joondalup has four libraries, including a specialised reference and local history collection located at Joondalup Library, and a mobile books on wheels delivery service offering choices for all ages and lifestyles. The libraries also offer free internet, word processing, Wi-Fi access and self-service loans. Best of all, membership is free. Visit joondalup.wa.gov.au for more information.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Omoda 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, They're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au.
DL6061.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Listening to Sunday Chill with Margaret on 89.7 FM.
Pretty soon you'll be able to remember her.
lying in the garden singing, right where she'll always be. The door is always open. This is the place that I left her, and these are the friends that she had. Long may the mountain ring to the sound of her laughter. And she goes on and on. In her soft wind I will whisper, in her warm sun I will glisten, till we see her once again in a world. Frank Sinatra, the song was playing as she walked into the room. After the long weekend, they were a lifetime together, peering in the eyes of children in the clear blue mountain view. The coloring in the sky and painted ladders.
It's such a good song, released in 1991 from the album Woodface, written by Neil and Tim Finn, Crowded House and She Goes On. Beautiful song. Santa Chill, 89.7 FM. Well, it was on this day in 1989 that 100,000 Chinese students marched through Beijing's Tiananmen Square, ignoring government warnings and severe punishment. The Tiananmen Square protests, known in China as the June 4th incident, were student-led demonstrations held in China, and they lasted from the 15th of April until the 4th of June 1989. The American singer Mary Chapin Carpenter wrote a song about this tragic but historic event, and the song is called 4th of June 1989. And it was on that day that almost 1,000 students died at the hands of the Chinese government. It's a very moving song, and it's my track from Mary Chapin Carpenter this week on Sunday Chill.
I told them we heard singing first before we reached the square. Arise, the wretched of the earth, fill the air. So many fists clenched to the sky, we couldn't count them all. But then the sea of weeping washed over the hall. I told them no one saw me, there was no one who would know. I was an army soldier dressed in student's clothes. Between the smoking bonfires, we held our rifles high. As the ashes of the banners soared into the sky. Oh, I was 17 that spring. Oh, we were just obeying orders. Oh, I still see everything through the factory's yellow windows, in the dirty, stinking river, in the messages that find you and vanish in the ether. They vanish in. Not to fear me, but history tells the tale. The artists and the poets fill up every jail. Before I held a rifle, I held an artist's brush. Before Tiananmen, I even dreamed of love. Oh, I was 17 that spring. The factory's yellow windows, in the dirty, stinking river, in the messages that found me and vanished in the ether, in the messages that found me.
Surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would say just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place, I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. Someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. That this was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you. I'm coming back home.
I do like that song very much indeed. Michael Bublé actually wrote that song for his then fiancée Debbie Timmers, describing the pain of being away from her. His song Loss was also inspired by her, but that song was about their breakup after a relationship of 8 years. Home was Michael Bublé's breakthrough song. He wrote it with his musical director Alan Chang and Amy Foster Gillis. Bublé's version was a number one single on the adult contemporary chart formats of both Canada and the US, in addition to certifying platinum in both countries, as well as finding success internationally. If it's your birthday today, April the 21st, a very, very happy birthday to you. It's time to check out some celebrities or other people that are having their birthday today. John Brumby, the Australian politician, is 71 today. He was born in Melbourne on this day in 1953. Denise Morrison, the Australian country singer, is 68. Andie MacDowell, the American actress, is 61. Robert Smith, lead singer and guitarist for the UK band The Cure, 65 today. US singer Iggy Pop is 77. And Queen Elizabeth II was born on this day in 1926. Of course, she passed away in 2022 at the age of 96. My partner Jeanette was also born on this day in 1955, and she was a big fan of K.D. Lang. And after this short break, a song from Catherine Dawn Lang. Looking forward to that. We'll be back soon.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions.
Do I have to volunteer or can I just donate to the club?
How often do you train?
Will she get to play with her friends and will they be in the same team?
But there are vital questions every parent should ask.
How will you keep my child safe?
Is this a safe club for kids?
What does the club have in place to make sure that our children are protected?
Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Listening to Sunday Chill with Margaret on 89.7 FM.
one word, that's all you said. Something in your voice caused me to turn my head. Your smile just captured me. And you were in my future, far as I could see. And I don't know how it happened, but it happened still. You ask me if I love you, if I always will. Well, you had me from hello, and I felt love start to grow. The moment that I looked into your eyes, you want me. It was over from the start. You completely stole my heart. You won't let go. I never even had a chance, you know. You had me from hello. Inside, I built a wall so high around my heart, I thought I'd never fall. One touch, you brought it down. The bricks of my defenses scattered on the ground. And I swore to me I wasn't gonna love again. The last time someone in, but you had me from hello, and I felt love start to grow. The moment that I looked into your eyes, you want me. It was over from the start. You completely stole my heart, and now you won't let go. I never even had a chance, you know. You had me from hello. That's all you said. Something in your voice caused me to turn my head. You had me from hello. You had me from hello. Girl, I've loved you from hello.
You Had Me From Hello, a song co-written and recorded by my featured artist this week, Kenny Chesney. It was released in April 1999 as the second single from his 1999 album Everywhere We Go. The song got to number one on the US Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart in September of that year. It was also certified gold by the RIAA, and Kenny Chesney wrote that song with Skip Ewing. A couple more songs from Kenny Chesney in the second hour of the programme. Well, we live in a great state and a great city, and there are lots of places, of course, on our doorstep to visit, as I found out when my niece Joanna visited just recently. The two of us took a trip out to the Gravity Discovery Centre, which is about 20 kilometres from Gingin. While we were there, Joanna had a chance to speak to the chief astronomer, Rick Tonello, from the Gravity Discovery Centre. They're actually one of our sponsors here at 89.7, and I'll be running that interview that Joe did with Rick at around about 9.20 this morning. This is Sunday Chill, but don't forget you can join Steve for Country Roads just after 10 o'clock this morning, and we've got more great shows right throughout the day here on your community radio station, 89.7 FM. Another favourite song of mine, and one that I'm sure you're going to enjoy, is Anne Murray, along with Emmylou Harris. I love this song. And if you happen to be having a cup of tea at the moment, enjoy. 89.7 FM, Margaret with you on Sunday Chill.
I'm in love with the Irish accent to your stories. And I need someone to help me. Well, they say that now you don't talk straight. And as of late, it's been my lot to be afraid. By anything, the memories I already keep. Put on another pot of tea, 'cause I'm in love with the Irish accent to your story.
Western Australia, I'm Mary Chapin Carpenter, and you're listening to Sunday Chill with Margaret on 89.7 FM.
This is the woman you love. This is the woman.
Wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event? Head to the City of Wanneroo's community directory and register your group today. The online directory can be found at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/community directory.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The codes of practice cover matters relating to program content that are of concern to the community, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
Are you a small business owner looking for growth within the City of Stirling? Then why not become a member of the Sterling Business Association? Their professional team can assist you in all aspects of your business. To find out more, simply search Sterling Business Association.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7FM. News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has joined calls for tougher action against social media companies. Boss of X, Elon Musk, is refusing to remove content related to the alleged Sydney church stabbing attack after a takedown order by Australia's online watchdog. X has vowed to fight the removal notice, arguing global takedown orders go against the principles of free and open internet and threaten free speech. The government is working to introduce its disinformation and misinformation bill, but there are concerns it will have unintended consequences around freedom of expression and information. Mr. Dutton has told the ABC the coalition will support a measured response.
We need to get the right balance. So that is, we don't want to impinge on your ability to express a view in a democracy. It's a key fundamental element of who we are, that people can express their view, but they need to do it respectfully. And as I say, the same laws need to apply in the real world as they do online.
An Australian charity says it is assisting an increasing number of people as a result of the cost of living crisis. Around one in four Australians are doing it tough. Good 360 works to distribute donated goods to more than 4,000 charities and schools around Australia. CEO Alison Covington has told Sky News the organisation is helping around 15,000 people each week. She says with the new working poor, it means there's a greater number of Australians in need.
People need more than food, so essential items like clothing, toys, furniture, electronics. People, businesses are coming together to be able to get these goods out to Australians all around the country. But the need is more than ever. We're seeing people who are just really needing support who have never needed support before.
Alice Springs has seen a fourth night without a youth curfew. The three-week curfew had banned those under 18 from being in public in the town between 6pm and 6am following violence and crime. Mayor of Alice Springs, Matt Patterson, told SBS it is important resources are provided in order to ensure long-term issues are addressed. But the community group Action for Alice is saying all youth services had to be pulled out of the CBD early yesterday morning due to the risk associated with stolen cars, adding that the crime is continuing, while it's also alleging a South Australian police officer on loan to NT Police to assist with the crime crisis was assaulted by a youth yesterday in the town centre. Staying in the NT, and three people remain in hospital after a hit and run in North Darwin on Friday. A man has been arrested over the incident after he allegedly drove over three people sleeping at the end of a cul-de-sac. Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins has spoken out for the first time since a judge ruled on the balance of probabilities she was raped by Bruce Lohman at Parliament House in 2019. Ms Higgins has thanked Justice Michael Lee for the judgment, which she says will hopefully set a new precedent for how courts consider the testimonies of victim survivors of sexual assault. The judgment also found there was no political conspiracy to cover up Ms Higgins' assault by the then Morrison government. Ms Higgins says she is sorry for hurt caused to Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds and former Chief of Staff Fiona Brown, citing different perceptions. Ms Reynolds is pressing ahead with her own civil case against Ms Higgins and her partner David Shiraz. Turning to sport, finals day is underway at the Margaret River Pro. In quarterfinal action in the women's event, Australians Sally Fitzgibbons, Molly Picklam, Tyler Wright and India Robinson will be in action, while Jack Robinson and George Pitter are the only Aussies in the men's quarters. And in the NRL, round seven continues today with the Bulldogs up against the Knights while the Sharks host North Queensland. Yesterday, the Broncos, Panthers and Manly recorded wins.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM weather.
Well, it's 20 degrees out there just at the moment, heading for a maximum of 31 degrees and sunny conditions once again for the last day of the weekend. Becoming windy tomorrow and partly cloudy, 25, 16 overnight, 24 and a sunny day on Tuesday, much the same on Wednesday with overnight minimums dropping a wee bit, actually 11 and 12. 25 on Thursday, mostly sunny, and 27 on both Friday and Saturday with mostly sunny conditions once again, and 15 degrees overnight. That's our weather for now. We'll keep you up to date as always here on 89.7 FM. It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Margaret. We've heard the first hour of Sunday Chill, and we've got one more hour to go before I leave you at 10 o'clock. Leave you in the very capable hands of Steve Willis with Country Roads.
Hi, this is Steve from Country Roads. We're on air every Sunday from 10 a.m. till 12 midday, playing all of your favourite country tracks and also a few folk tunes as well. We look forward to your company then.
Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. It's good to be back again, all me and my old friends, neath a neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. Lola built this joint in 67, and a boy went off to fight on Christmas Eve, in a war nobody won. She lost her only son. Now everything he loved is what you see. Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. Good to be back again, all me and my old friends, neath a neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. Mama told him Jesus loves a sinner. His daddy said that music saved his soul. Between the drunkards and the band, it's a fitting promised land for the King of Kings and the King of Rock and Roll. Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. It's good to be back again, all me and my old friend, neath a neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. If you need a shot of whiskey and redemption, where the Delta meets the Sea of Galilee, get washed in the blood of the Mississippi mud. Come on, you non-believers, and you'll see Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. It's good to be back again, all me and my old friends, neath a neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. Yeah, it's good to be back again, all me and my old friends, neath a neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. Neath a neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. By and by, Lord, by and by.
The That is one of my very favourite Kenny Chesney songs, Jesus and Elvis. I think it's from the album Cosmic Hallelujah, released a few years ago now. But a good song nonetheless, painting a picture during this prayerful song of a bar being decorated for Christmas. That's what I've read anyway on Song Facts, and they're usually fairly reliable in their information. I'll have one more to play from Kenny Chesney before I leave you this morning at 10 o'clock. A reminder too that it's just after 20 past nine, around there this morning, I'm going to run an interview that my niece Joanna did with Rick Tonello from the Gravity Discovery Centre. We visited out there while she was over about a month ago. So looking forward to that interview at around 9:20, 9:21 this morning here on 89.7 FM.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch, hey, what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. Oh, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurting me before. For once I have something that I know won't desert me.
Remember all the storms we weathered, bro.
that I didn't find you sooner. Guess I didn't know I was looking for you. I believe it's always better late than never. Grow old with me and I'll keep you young forever. Love don't give a damn about time. Look at the lines around our eyes. Just stand here side by side. Hang on to me for the rest of the ride. Let's live it out together. We'll be young forever. When we slow down and the afternoons get quiet, look at me the same.
That'd be nice. Sunny Sweeney and a song that she released some years ago now. She's an American singer. She's released 5 studio albums, apparently, and her best-selling record was in 2011 with an album called Concrete, which she managed to get 3 charting country singles from that particular album. She comes from Texas. There you go. And she's 47, just in case you wanted to know that as well. It's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. Nice to be with you on this Sunday morning. Margaret with you right through until 10 o'clock.
Let me inside you, into your room. I've heard it's lined with the things you don't show. Lay me beside you, down on the floor. I've been your lover from the womb to the tomb. I dress as your daughter when the moon becomes round. You be my mother when everything's gone. And the crone that's grown old. I hear your voice coming out of that hole. I listen to you and I want some more. I listen to you and I want some more. She will always carry on. Something your room. I've heard it's lined with the things you don't show. lay me beside you, down on the floor. I've been your lover from the womb to the tomb. I dress as your daughter when the moon becomes round. You'll be my mother when everything's gone.
FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
To all stroke survivors and their carers, there is a life after stroke. Come along and meet people who know exactly what you're going through and are there to give you support and encouragement you need. You will walk again, you will speak again. It just takes time. At the Northern Suburbs Stroke Support Group, they'd love to see you at the Wanneroo Recreation Centre, Wanneroo, the second Friday of each month from 3 p.m. To know more, contact Sally Allen today on 9305 0469 or 0417 951 511.
Are you running a local business? Join over 440 businesses and become a Wanneroo Business Association member today for just $30. Access free networking and educational events, business advice and promotion, and be part of a supportive community. Visit wba.asn.au for more information.
89.7. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Well, if you head around an hour out of Perth, about 20 kilometres from Gingin, you'll actually come to the Gravity Discovery Centre and Observatory. It's a very hands-on centre with a lot of galleries, and it's open a few nights a week for stargazing events. I hadn't been there before, but you might recall that my niece, Jo Durrant, was here recently, and we decided to go and pay the centre a visit. Jo presents her own arts and science podcast in the UK, so she was very happy to have a chat with the chief astronomer, Rick Tonello, at the observatory, and he began by telling us a bit about the history of the centre.
The centre was first established around the early 2000s, and primarily it was here to educate people about gravity, especially Einsteinian gravity, and the difference between Einsteinian gravity and Newtonian gravity, and also because there's a laboratory here on site that is a research and development for the detection of gravitational waves. There's a small laser interferometer, which is used to test new equipment, new dampening techniques, and all kinds of things like that. I'm not involved in that, but we just teach people, or we do teach people about the difference between Einsteinian gravity and Newtonian gravity. But also now we've branched into astrophysics and astronomy, and also the local indigenous culture as well. We're intertwining all of that in amongst the narrative of modern science.
And it's a very hands-on centre. When you walk in through the doors, you'll see it's very open, actually. It's a big open space, a number of different galleries you can go into. There's one all about insect life, and you can look under the microscopes. But the one main area that I was fascinated by is where you've got a place you can have a little picture taken as if you're an astronaut. You've got rocket there. And then you've got things you can really try to maybe show you sound waves or gravity, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah. So we have, like you said, a number of different galleries. We have our biodiversity gallery, which highlights all the natural biodiversity in this particular region here. So we've got microscopes you can use to explore all the different insects and flowers and such. Then also we have our Aboriginal gallery, which has a number of Aboriginal artifacts and art and a screen that tells some of the ancient stories. Because the Noongar people date back 45, 50,000 years in this region here. And then, of course, we have our main discovery gallery, which is the hands-on science interactive part where people of all ages can come and do experiments. We have our space-time simulator where it's akin to a giant trampoline, which demonstrates how massive objects curve the fabric of space-time and also how matter moves in that curved geometry. So that's a great one to explain how planets orbit around the sun as compared to when discussing, say, Isaac Newton's idea of planets moving through the ether and there's this invisible force of gravity holding planets and their dutiful motion around the sun. We can demonstrate very basically the Einsteinian principle of curved space-time and how the planets form the curved geometry caused by the mass of the sun. We also have I think it's the world's largest slinky coiled piece of spring wire that you can generate all types of different waves. So not only can we demonstrate transverse waves, but compression waves and a whole bunch of things, which leads us onto a whole branch of physics. We also have our capsule, which is a bit of fun where people can jump in there and spin themselves up to make themselves sick, and also measure how many Gs they pull. But we've got a whole bunch of other things that demonstrate electromagnetism, interactions with neutron stars, where you picture yourself amongst two neutron stars spinning around, etc. It is earmarked for an upgrade, which we're hoping will happen in the next couple of years. But the center will then really begin to shine with modern technology to demonstrate these concepts a lot better, but also have more of a story behind it. Where we follow the timeline of the universe, but then we can branch out into different stages of the evolution of the universe, such as the Standard Model of Particle Physics, or when the first stars started to form, or when the planets started to form, but then combine that with local Aboriginal culture and how their narrative fits into the evolution of the universe.
And we've actually come to somewhere that I'm incredibly impressed by. You can take a short walk, don't you, from the actual Discovery Centre, and you come to the observatory, which we're here in the daytime, but I know obviously at nighttime, on a number of nights of the week, you've got lots of visitors that come here. As we were driving out here, I think we passed like one other car. It's quite a remote area of Western Australia, isn't it, that we're in? Certainly, I know you're only about an hour away from the main city of Perth, but I would have thought this would lend itself quite nicely to being able to see the night sky. Are you a designated dark sky site? Or do you hope to be?
Not yet. We are working on that. We've been working on this for the last 6 years. It should have been done 4 years ago, actually 3 years ago, to be honest. But, operating an observatory and having, 50 people coming pretty much every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night is quite taxing. Astronomers do have to sleep every now and then. But we've been working on this project now for quite a number of years, and we are very, very close. So the governing body for dark sky places, what's now called Dark Sky International, gives allocation and accreditation to such places as us. But we've just got a few more things that we need to address before we make our second submission to Dark Sky International. We have to do a demonstration for the community. So there's a town about 20 kilometres to the east of us called Gingin, and we are allocating about 10 to 15 streetlights, which we're going to modify to reflect best practices as done by Dark Sky International. Once we've done that, we make our second and final submission to Dark Sky International. They'll look at our data that we've been gathering now for 3 to 4 years, our interactions with the state government, but also the local government, but also the community, the local community, but also the broader community as well, with our terms of education and demonstration. So once we put in our second application, it'll go in front of a committee, which will look at those things and hopefully give us the alloc or designation as Dark Sky Reserve. If that's the case, then we'll become the first internationally recognised dark sky reserve in Western Australia and the 5th dark sky place in Australia. So dare I say, the future for the Gravity Discovery Centre Observatory is looking very, very dark. But that's a good thing.
Rick Tonello. He's the chief astronomer at the Gravity Discovery Centre and Observatory near Gingin. Had a chat to my niece who was here on holiday recently, and you can find out more about the centre online, gravitycentre.com.au, or you can simply visit their Facebook page. If you'd like to hear that interview in full, you can check out Joe Durrant's Beautiful Universe podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from, and Rick actually features in episode 180. And he has actually said that he'll come back and do some more recording with Joe. She does lots of recording with people all over the world, space-related stuff, and she doesn't really have anyone in the Southern Hemisphere until now. So maybe that's something that'll come up in the future. Thanks to Rick and to Joe, and it's certainly worth a visit. One of our sponsors, of course, down here at 89.7. It is 9:32. You are with Sunday Chill. I'm Margaret. Good morning.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do got this look I can't describe. You made me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. Still I
I'm running to her like a rubber
Sponsor.
Oxygen saturations have dropped to 89% and breathing is laboured. I've done an ECG and she's in fast AFib. Her blood pressure was stable, but her systolic has dropped to 95. What should we do?
Every single day, nursing and midwifery graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Score goals with Stirling Leisure Centre's indoor sports. Netball, basketball and soccer for children and adults are now on at Stirling Leisure Centre's Hammersley, Mirrabooka and Scarborough. Visit stirling.wa.gov.au/leisurecentres to find out more.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
Thank you very much indeed to our sponsors. Sunday Chill, I'm here until 10 this morning. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. A couple more good songs to play, hopefully, including one more track from my feature artist, Kenny Chesney. Also, Crowded House with a bit of luck. And one from Bic Runga too. It is 19 minutes away from the top of the hour.
After all the streets go quiet, I walk alone.
on the bridge in silence, I feel like a desert island waiting to be found. Good times will come in January, they've been a stranger to me. Good times will come in January, I'll meet you on New Year's Eve. I see the lights go out through the shadows, I see reflected stars in the gutters. Oh, I feel like a childless mother waiting to be loved. The good times will come in January, they've been a stranger to me. And good times will come in January, I'll meet you on New Year's Eve. I want to tell you New Year's Eve. I want to tell you New Year's Eve. I want to tell you how I feel. Good times will come in January. Good times will come in January, I'll meet you on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
Saw a man in didn't have a heart. How I wish I could give him mine. Then I wouldn't have to feel it breaking all apart, and this emptiness inside would suit me fine. Still seems like a dream, but I know I can't be dreaming, 'cause as I lay down each night, the pain's so great that it won't let me sleep. It's times like these I wish I were the tin man. You could hide Tin Man, and I wouldn't have a heart, to be the Tin Man, and I wouldn't have a heart, and I wouldn't miss you so.
Don't think I've played that track from Kenny Chesney before. He's been my feature artist for the past couple of weeks. The Tin Man, released in 1994, so pretty early one for him. And it was on his debut studio album. And the album was called In My Wildest Dreams. Hope you've enjoyed Kenny Chesney for the past couple of weeks. Next week, I'm featuring Leanne Womack as my feature artist. Well, this person is not a feature artist, but he's a regular on a Sunday morning. At least I hope so. Steve, hello.
Good morning, Margaret. Good morning, everyone.
How are you going?
Oh, I'm very well this morning. Bright and chipper on a Sunday morning. Why wouldn't you just be happy?
Let's just get it out of the way
Let's talk sport, Margaret. I know you're wanting to.
Well, I do every week, and I think I'm gracious in defeat as well as being not when you're I'm not sure that I can say that you're gracious in defeat, but anyway. But the Eagles did have a good win yesterday against
yes, they did. Yeah. Absolutely. It was very unexpected. I think anyone expected that to happen. So, it was a great night. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was obviously a good game. No.
Well, I think it depends who you're supporting. If you're an Eagles supporter, it was a great game. It was really good from them, particularly early. And Fremantle, I've got to say, were particularly disappointing. So whether or not they just had a sort of a bad day after the couple of close losses, maybe they were a little bit flat, because, I mean, that would have taken a bit out of them, in fairness. So, they were just slow and a bit sloppy, and the Eagles just happened to be on. And by the time, Fremantle started to get together, it was almost a bit too late. Yeah. I mean, they fought it back a little bit from 64 points at three-quarter time to, I think, 37 at the end. But, I think there would be some pretty disappointed Docker fans.
Yeah. Well, I can think of one. Anywho, Collingwood also had a win, and that's your second favourite
team. They're my second favourite side.
So you had a really good day yesterday.
I had a wonderful day yesterday.
Port Adelaide.
And that was a very good game. Collingwood were a long way behind and then won by a lot. Right. So, it was a pretty good game of footy.
And Carlton beat the Giants, which was the Giants' first loss, I think, GWS, wasn't it?
Another good game.
Yeah, another good game. Well, I'll take your word for it.
They were fantastic. Like I said, you could have sat there from about 10 or 30 yesterday morning right through until about 9 o'clock last night and watched AFL, Margaret, and I did watch a lot of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
I bet you did. I really...
You're envious, aren't you?
I could not do that if you paid me to. I could not watch sport all afternoon. But let's see. You've got a good show lined up, I presume, today.
I do, as always. We've got four songs in on this day in country music in the first hour this week. One happens to include John Denver, so I don't even have to play a separate track. I've got him included there. Also, Faith Hill and Brad Paisley features in that. We've got great tracks in the first hour from Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, Chris Stapleton, and one from Elvis. And the second hour, by odd but even, this week is an artist that I have seen more times than any other artist. Someone I absolutely love. Great Australian singer-songwriter. So stay tuned for that in the second hour.
And you've actually seen this person live?
I have, yes.
I wonder if it's Lee Kernaghan.
It's not Lee Kernaghan. Okay. And not even country.
Oh, it's not even country.
No, because it's in Odd But Even.
Oh, it's Odd But Even. That's right. Okay. Mm. I'm going to have to think about this, that you've seen live. Okay. Mm. Right. Okay.
Have a think.
Yes, I will. 10 till 12, Steve is on the radio with Country Roads. Of course, Duncan's not in this week, but Chris is in with the Wall of Sound between 2 and 4. Alan joins us for Sunday Sounds at 4 o'clock this afternoon. 1983, I think he's continuing on from 1982. That was his feature last week, the year that he was playing music from that particular year. Derek is in with Play the Blues at 6 o'clock. And, of course, Mark is in with Back in the Day at 8 o'clock. And then we've got some New York jazz. So there you go.
There you go. All covered.
Plenty of things happening here on 89.7 FM. I'm playing some fairly different. Well, I've been a bit self-indulgent because I'm not usually self-indulgent. I always try and play stuff I like, but not necessarily stuff that I'd go out and rush out and, listen to all the time. But I try to play stuff that's quite different too. But I am being a bit self-indulgent this week because it would have been Jeanette's birthday today. And I know that she liked this particular group, so I'm going to play one from them. For her.
Just do it, Margaret.
Thank you. Such a good song, isn't it? Don't Dream It's Over from Crowded House. It's almost time for me to go. I'll just quickly run through some useless information for you. In 1989, Game Boy was released by Nintendo in Japan. Amy Grant sued Marvel Comics, I did not know this, for including her likeness in a Doctor Strange comic. And that happened on this day in 1990. Bill Wyman, age 56, married his third wife, Susanna Acosta. She was 33 on this day in 1993. She inspired his solo hit, Come Back, Suzanne, which was released in 1982. Charles Colson, the US politician, died at the age of 80 in 2012. Neil Diamond married his manager, Kate McNeil, on this day in 2012. It was his third marriage and her first. And what else has happened on this day? Brendan Goddard, aged 17, made his AFL debut at St Kilda on this day in 2003. It was his first year with the Saints and he won the Best and Fairest Award. Well, that's my lot just about. I will be back on Friday with Friday on My Mind, looking forward to that. And next Sunday, as I've already mentioned, I'm going to be featuring music from Leanne Womack. She is my feature artist next week, so I'm looking forward to that too. Also some tracks from, who else have I got on next Sunday? I've got quite a mix actually. Keith Urban, I've got him. I think Cliff Richard along with Barry Gibb. Sarah McLachlan, I haven't played her for a while. And a great track that Cameron Daddo did with a guy called Steve Dunstan. But I'm out of here. Hope you've enjoyed the programme today. Steve is in after the news. Have a great week. Take care of each other. Bye for now.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation? Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au.
DL6061.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions.
Do I have to volunteer or can I just donate to the club?
How often do you train?
Will she get to play with her friends and will they be in the same team?
But there are vital questions every parent should ask.
How will you keep my child safe?
Is this a safe club for kids?
What does the club have in place to make sure that our children are protected?
Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
89.7 FM is your community radio station run by your community. We value your feedback as it helps us present what you like to hear. You can post your feedback online at 897fm.com.au and click feedback, or mail your feedback to PO Box 3292, Joondalup, WA 6027.
This is 89.7 FM News.